morning. It's 10:07 a.m. on, what is it? It's Sunday, April the 2nd, 2017. Yeah, I didn't walk for the last 2 days because the mornings, in fact, all day Friday, most of the day yesterday, were just crappy weather out. When I got up yesterday, it was drizzling and spitting snow. Friday was a heavy wind driving a bit of drizzle. My lawn loves it, I'm sure, because everything got soaked for a couple of days. Everything but me. I stayed in. I didn't miss many days in March. April showers bring May flowers, etc., etc. So, I took a couple of days. I worked on the editing. Should have a second draft ready. Well, I thought I had it done, but then I remembered something. Good morning. Then I remembered something on my walk this morning and thought, oh, yeah, I forgot that. So I have to go back and revisit it once. I have to play some formatting games, which should be relatively quick because I'm not looking for a final format. I'm just looking for a readable format to pass off to. Those who might want to be a beta reader. if you volunteer for a beta reader, you got 3 days. So I need the replies back by Wednesday, and they'll go out probably today. I'm not giving you very much time to sign up to be a beta reader. I need them back because I need to incorporate any changes you guys have. I have one final beta reader who will get it last, and I need to get that one back relatively quickly because I have to pass it off to the editor very quickly in order to have room at the end of the month to actually do the ebook production and get it available for sale by May 1st, which is my goal. So, I'm leery about this book. I'm leery about all the books. Every time I publish one, it's like, well, is this really better than the last one? And at this point, I'm not 100% sure. Generally, I've identified some problem. It's a good exploration of toehold space. I think it helps make the whole golden age of the Solar Clipper universe a lot richer. There's some really interesting, I think they're really interesting insights into Ishmael, into Pip. There's some secrets revealed. Not all the secrets. There's still one step left in By Darkness Forged. But that's going to have to wait until after Suicide Run. So I have reservations, but it's because I really like this book. which makes me go, wait a minute. So there's a lot of things that I'm not confident about, but I really like this book. I like the arc of the plot. It's just diffuse enough. There's a lot of detail in how the story unfolds that's really easy to overlook. There's a lot of detail that's just rounding out the universe. There's a lot of setting in this book. But usually I'm more leery about the story. Usually I'm more concerned that the story isn't really all that good. I know when I put out Milk Run, it was like, oh, this story is sort of mushy. And when I sent to Beta Readers, it was mushy. It got tightened up a lot. Thank you, Beta Readers. I like the story. It is not... I should probably warn people. It is not flea market trading. It does answer a lot of questions about the economics of freighters in ways that aren't actually answers about the questions about economics about freighters. So I'm pleased. I'm leery that I'm pleased, which is a little messed up, I suppose. I've got, in addition to finishing this book and getting it out to beta readers, I've been paying attention to mornings. Which is why I'm out somewhat later this morning. And I don't know, this may be a problem. I need to look at the schedule a little more closely. Timing-wise, work-wise, it works, but environmentally, this is going to be a problem. If I wait till 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning to get out from my walk in July, that's not going to work. As it is, I'm walking in the sun, it is hot, and I'm only wearing a light jacket. When I'm walking in the shade, my ears are freezing. But this last quarter of a mile going east and then north along the park, it's going to be right in full sunlight the whole way. That's going to be uncomfortable. Good morning. So mornings definitely seem to be more productive. If I get sucked down a rabbit hole first thing in the morning, I tend to stay in that rabbit hole. And it doesn't really matter what rabbit hole it is. A work rabbit hole, a writing rabbit hole, which is good. Even an editing rabbit hole, which is good. Game rabbit holes tend to be a little more problematic. Get this book converted for ARC and sent out to a few beta readers. I've got 60-something proposals to review for the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers Colorado Gold Conference. I've already done 30, but this is the last week, the deadline, and everybody waited till the last minute to pile one. They took the website down, so it had to be extended. The deadline had to be extended. Oh yeah, this is going to be hot. I'm just made the turn. I'm heading east. So the deadline had to be extended for the day. We got them last night. So we'll see. We'll see how it works out. Good morning.
So
we'll see. We'll see how it works out. But mornings are my jam, as they say. Monk post. And if I can get this thing going, I see a good year ahead. I'm looking at my calendar, this first quarter versus the last few years first quarter, and there's a lot more green on it. There's even a little bit of blue. There isn't anywhere near as much red. There's still a little red. There are 2 days of red in terms of the last 2 days where I didn't walk, but there are also green days in terms of my goal for the day, having reached those goals, which was exactly where I felt like I needed it to be. And I achieved those goals. I made those work. Today will be another green day, just because A, my goal is smaller, or more precisely, I actually did a little bit more than my goal each of the last 3 days, well, the previous 3 days, and yesterday, or today, oh God, I don't know what day it is. Today's Sunday, April the 2nd, okay. So the last 3 days have had just a little bit extra in each day. So when I got to today, it wasn't a question of, could I do it? Could I finish the second draft edit today, by the end of the day? The question was only, how soon can I finish the second draft edits? And the answer is relatively quickly, other than I have to go back and do something that I forgot. Anyway. So I've read the book over from start to finish. I think I've got most of the continuity errors out of it. We'll see. Good morning. Yes, this is hot. Great. I can't be doing this walk at 10 in the morning. Which means I need to do it early I need to either get up early so I have a good block of time before I do the walk, or I have to break that morning work into two blocks, which might not be a bad idea, which might not be, you know, if I start at 6 and I take a break at 8 or even 7. I do need to wake up. I do need to wake up. I get right at the moment, I'm really overtired. I may need a nap today. Excuse me. I may need a nap today just because I'm so tired. I feel like I'm dragging. And I did, the truth is, I did sleep in today. I didn't get started until 7 o'clock. So if I wake up at my normal time, which is 5, which sort of requires me to go to bed at some reasonable hour, like 9 or even 10. If I go to sleep at 10 o'clock, then that going till getting up at 5 gives me 7 hours of sleep. It will stop. I do have the right of way in this crosswalk, asshole. He did stop. He stopped on the line. He stopped very nicely, but he was coming up to the stop sign real fast. Real fast. Okay, I haven't seen that kind of board before. Instead of the normal trucks, these kids are riding boards that just have two single wheels, one after the other, along the length of the board. Well, they're not full boards. There's just like a staff between them. Interesting. One girl's getting a little hula hoop action going. It's swiveling the tires and she's making progress, even though she's got no slope. Interesting boards. They're probably some kind of board that other people know about that I've never seen before. Yes, by God, it was hot. It is hot. I've got my jacket open. I've got my shirt untucked. Trying to get a little cool air circulating around inside here because I'm sweating. Let me get up out of the shade. Because I am at the back gate, tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.